Next is, a good manager is expected to have ability of 4 skills, and they are technical skills, human skills, concept skills, and ability to solve problems. So a good manager would have a good quality or good type of technical skills. A proper manager will have good human skills. A good manager will also have conceptual skills, and they also have the ability to solve problems. The most important in a good manager is, first of all, technical, human, and conceptual skills. What do you mean by technical skills? These are those skills which are used for technically solving the problem. Human skills are more important to understand the human being's mindset. And concept skills is more about understanding about where the organization needs to grow. From these three, let me just identify and tell you all that where these skills are going to be present in the levels of management, that is at the upper level, middle level, and lower level. In upper level, conceptual skills are going to be huge in number present, because conceptual skills means what? The vision of the company, the mission, the way how company needs to go ahead, all these things are known as conceptual skills. So if the conceptual skills are available, it can be achieved if and only if the company is growing with time. So concept skills is more about how the company grows, and this is present only at the topmost level. So concept skills are more because they are able to take decisions. It is the role of executive leadership. So concept is more about topmost position. So in upper level, concept will be high, second will be human skills, and technical skills will be the least over there. Why technical skills will be least? Because they will not be involved in producing, they will not be involved in mechanizing the tasks or something. So in uppermost position, concept will be first, second will be human, and third will be technical. Whereas in middle level, all these three things will be available in equal proportion. And at the middle level, we will see that the middle level manager will have equal amount of conceptual skills, he will have equal amount of human skills because he is more interacting with human, and also he will have little amount of technical skills, which is understanding that how these things need to be made. Whereas in the lowermost division in the structure of the organization, conceptual skills will be the least, because here at the lowermost position, the focus is not on how strategy should be made, how the tools and techniques should be utilized. But here at the lowermost position, the story is more about how we can do the output. So at the lowest most level, conceptual skills will be the least, human skills will be little there, and technical skills will be huge in number, because technical skills is what the lowermost manager or lowermost person in the structure of levels of management is going to focus upon. So this is how these three levels are to design. Now all these things revolve around the concept of ability to solve problems. So all these managers would have a proper ability to solve the problems, and that will make sure that the organization or a good manager is having all the skills in proper format. So a good manager is expected to have all the skills in proper manner. That is, should have equal amount of technical, human, conceptual, and having the ability to solve the problems. From this, we move to the next part. That is, any endeavor starts with end purpose, that is goal. Any task, any journey starts with the end purpose, goal. What is the goal? And when goal is set, step towards goal also become clear. So when we want to achieve something, if the goal is set, then reaching to the goal becomes very, very, very systematic and also clear to be more precise. One can become successful only if he has preset goals. So an individual will be successful if and only if he has got a preset goal. If there is no goal present, then the individual will not be able to achieve what he wants to achieve. So goal is the format of the functioning of the business. To make things more easier for everyone, I have one example. Now if you are going to travel by your vehicle from Delhi to Gurgaon, or from Mumbai to Pune, or from Chennai to Hyderabad, or from Kolkata to maybe Assam, if the goal is defined where we want to reach, the goal is very clear, and we will be able to adapt and cruising, we will go ahead. But on the other side, if we do not know what is our goal, it is going to be very, very, very difficult to reach to these positions in a given moment of time. How many of you are listening to me as for a predefined goal? Yes, you have got a goal. Yes, you have got a goal. Yes, you have got a goal. Yes, let me just put up this question to a few of them. Yes, Pooja, tell me, what is your goal? Great, Pooja. What is your goal, Sakshi? Super. Tell me, Shreya, what is your goal? Very good, Shreya. Khushbu, tell me, what is your goal as well? Super. So, I'm telling four girls, let me take four guys. Tell me, first of all, is Veer. Tell me, Veer, what is your goal? Tell me, Prem, what is your goal? Super. Tell me, Rajesh, what is your goal? Super, Rajesh. And tell me, Mahesh, what is your goal? Great. If you have got goal, since you have got goal and you have definitely designed a goal, you will be able to achieve it. If you don't have any set goal, it is like we are going without reaching where we want to reach. That is why they said that we must have a predefined goal, and goal is what the whole story of the management or business is all about. Let us see how goal must be designed. These goals can be achieved. What are goals, guys, you have mentioned? These goals must be SMART in nature. It should be SMART. SMART is an acronym. SMART is a short form. SMART is an abbreviation. And the longer form of SMART is S stands for, if you want, you can also note it down. It is also available over here on the screen as well. So goals must be SMART, which means our goals must be specific, goals must be measurable, goals must be achievable, goals must be realistic, and the most important part, goals must be time bound. If this is present in our goals, then anything is there that we can't achieve is basically wrong or a false concept. So goals must be SMART, which means first of all, goals must be specific. We should be specific in our goal. For example, I want to become a manager is not a goal. What you want to accomplish in an organization is a goal. So, simple terms, if we say, it has to be very specific. I want to become rich. Yeah, that is not a goal. You have to identify how rich you want to be, or how specifically rich in given frame of place you want to be rich. So, it has to be very crucially, very minutely defined how specific you give. That much specific you will be able to achieve the goal. More vague goal like I want to be rich, or we can say that I want to be owner of a company, or I want to be a CEO of a company. Now, these wouldn't be classified as a goal because what you want to accomplish is missing. What is that achievement you want to achieve is missing. That is why it is said that our goal must be so specifically, very clearly designed, and that is where the company would be able to grow. Another aspect of goal is that goal must be measurable. That means there should be a measurable tool to measure the goal. The goal must be measurable. That is, for example, I want to secure 95% marks. For example, I want to make this much amount of money. For example, I want to reach to this much place in given time frame. For example, I want to have this much number of achievements. So when we number it, it becomes measurable. If it is not numbered, it is not measurable. And that is what is the crux of management, that management or rather goal is supposed to be measurable in nature. First specific, second measurable. Third, goal should be achievable, which means there should be something which you plan, it should be able to achievable. You cannot plan staying on earth as a small person and dream, or plan or design a goal to go on to the moon and have a good time. You cannot have such kind of a function because it is illogical. It has got no meaning. So goals which should be achievable. That is, our resources are limited. Therefore, if you want to buy a flat in Mumbai and you have just 10 lakh rupees, it is not possible to buy a flat there because it is not achievable. Like, for example, you just work for last few days in a quarter and you expect to be the best employee of the organization, it is probably an unachievable task because of the fact that your goal is not achievable in the sense of the format, that you wouldn't be able to get what you plan simply because resources are limited. If resources are available in huge way, then it is achievable. But since resources are limited, therefore it wouldn't be able to achieve in last 2-3 days of that quarter for achieving what you want to achieve. So this again it is said that the goals must be achievable in nature. Then next element in goal is that goals must be realistic. There should be some realistic goal. It should basically make sense. Like the goal must be realistic. We cannot dream to become a prime minister when we have not yet become a corporate. So it's so very, very natural that it should be realistic. It should make sense. It should be logical to be more precise. Like for example, I want to buy a car named Pagani Cars. Now, if I want to buy a Pagani car, I have to get that genre of the business cycle. Then only I can be able to buy the Pagani cars. So that is very precise. It should be little realistic. It should make little sense. It should be logical. It should be feasible. It should have some way. It should make some sense to a person or to yourself when you want to achieve the goal. So goal must be realistic. It should be appealable, or it should be basically make some sense. It should be logical, feasible. Next is goal should be time bound. There should be a time frame given. If the goal is not in a time bound manner, it has got no logic. Like for example, I want to buy a car, dream car, that's it. But if it has no time, it wouldn't make sense. That is why it is very important to make sure that the goal should be time bound. Like your goal should have a time limit, such as I want to get admission to a medical college during next year. So it should have a time specified. If there is no time specified, it will be a very big challenge. And this all five goal or five tools of goal will define that goal is logical for achievement in the business. So quickly let's have a quick recap of what the goals are supposed to be. So goals are supposed to be SMART in nature. SMART, S stands for specific, which means goals should be specific. M stands for measurable, goals should be measurable. A stands for achievable, that is goals should be able to achieve. It shouldn't be unrealistic. That calls for the next term, that is goal should be realistic. It should be feasible. It should be logical, legible, legitimate. And lastly, goal should have a time frame. In that much time, the goal should be able to achieve. So from all these things, we move on to the next topic, which is known as importance of management. So far in this chapter, we have seen a lot of things with regards to management. We have seen many things with regards to management. Starting up right from the concept that what Peter Drucker suggested, science and arts, jumping on from there to Ralph Sidewell's advantages, then we saw a lot of different tools and techniques which are used by different individuals with regards to what their mindsets were about management as process, function, coordination, etc. things. We also saw a very important term which was 5 M's. And from there we jumped on to the concept of the goals which should be SMART in nature. Now we move on to the next phase, which is known as importance of management. Why management is important? Management meets the challenge of change. Management is important because it is able to cope up, because it is able to fight the change which we will be seeing. Management is able to accomplish group goals. Whatever group wants to achieve, management is able to help them to achieve, because management concept itself says that management is all about getting things done from a group of people. So importance of management is why? Because it helps to accomplish, it helps to make sure that whatever company wants to achieve can be achieved. Management is important because it helps effective utilization of resources. It is optimally utilizing the available resources to the fullest possible level in the business. That is why we say that management is crucial and important. Another importance of management is that it is for effective functioning of business. That is, if management is in a proper manner, it will effectively function the business. It will systematically make sure that the business can be properly designed, achieved over a period of time. That is why we say that effective functioning of business is a crucial factor for management as an important element. So that's what the importance of management is, that it will help effectively making sure the business can function in proper manner. Another importance of management is more about resource development. That is, resources, we have got different resources. Resources from the perspective of business, we have got 5 M's, which comprises of men, machine, material, money and method. These 5 M's can be properly developed if we apply management in proper way. That is why it is very important to have management in proper functioning element. Another importance why we require management is because it will help in sound organizational structure. So if organizational structure needs to be very sound, which means every department, every team, every structure, every philosophy, every member in the organization respects each other, it is possible if and only if management is in a structured format. So that is why importance of management is very relevant, as it creates a sound organizational structure. Management is also important because it directs the organization. If company has got no proper manager, if the company has got no proper individual to run the organization, then the company cannot run. Like we always say that there should be a good pilot who is going to fly the aircraft. There should be a proper doctor who is going to deal with the patient's disease. There should be a proper individual to whom you will trust, and he will take the organization, or you, he will take you ahead in the business. So for that purpose, management plays a very important role because it directs the organization where the organization needs to go. He is able to identify, he is able to review, he is able to check what are the dynamic changes taking place. Management is also important because it integrates various interests. So it brings all the different interests of individuals in one basket, bringing them together at one level, mixing it as a box and throwing it to the customer. So that is why we say that management is important because it integrates, brings various different interests, people together at one platform, making sure that everyone comes to a perfect decision and then go ahead. Management stabilizes the fluctuations. Any changes taking place, any you can say challenges coming up in the business, management stabilizes it. Management stabilizes the ship in the best possible manner, making sure that whatever company wants to achieve can be achieved if the management is in a proper form. One of the very important reasons for management is that it innovates. It thinks out of the box. It thinks from a different mindset. It sees the business at a different level. Another importance of management is that it is built up of coordination and team spirit. Management is important because it ensures there is proper coordination and team spirit. I truly believe, guys, that company can survive, company can succeed, company can grow if and only if there is a proper team. Management is instrumental. Management is crucial. Management is responsible for coordination and team spirit. Tackling and solving problems is another importance of management. It tries to tackle and solve the problems which company is going to face over a period of time. If company has got problems, if company has got issues, company has got challenges, if it has to be achieved, it can be achieved. If and only if management has been in proper place in the business. Management is also a tool for personality development. So finally, we can say that management is a tool for personality development. And management is what is the reason the organization succeeds. Management is very important because it is, or rather, you can say that management is important because there is no substitute to management. So I hope you have got a basic idea and as far as considering what the nature of management is. So finally, I would like to sum up the whole chapter by giving you a brief understanding that this nature of management and the business organization has got to use management to its fullest possible extent. It has to make sure that the organization can succeed if proper management is done. You know, this subject, principles of management, has been so beautifully crafted to identify what are the principles, what are the guidelines, what are the framework, what are the base. So these are few clues available to check about how the management would function. What is the way company can go ahead? But from this chapter, we can actually learn three things. First of all, is that management has to identify the change, the dynamism. If management is able to identify the change and dynamism, company can grow with time. Second, efficient management is lifeboat of any business. If there is efficient management, proper management, then only business can succeed. If there is no proper efficient management, then the business cannot succeed. That is what is the key ingredient of any business, efficient management. Last but not the least, there has to be a use of 5 M's and specific goals which are more about SMART in nature. If these two things come up together and the other learnings, if it is done properly, we are on the roller coaster ride for understanding and learning how management would take business to a new horizon at a new level. Hope you understood this chapter to the fullest level. It was nice interacting and discussing with you all. That's it from my end. Thank you.